Antonyms. In this lesson, we're going to learn about some different terms for words in the English language. If two words are antonyms, it means they have opposite meanings. Let's look at some examples. The words build and destroy have opposite meanings, so they are antonyms. The words chilly and warm have opposite meanings, hence they are antonyms. The words smooth and rough have opposite meanings, so they are antonyms. The words damp and dry have opposite meanings, hence they are antonyms. Again, you can use antonyms to better understand what you read and to be more descriptive when you write. For example, instead of writing, "She was not nice," use an antonym of the word nice to describe the girl, mean or unfriendly. You can also form antonyms by adding a prefix meaning not to a word. Some common prefixes that mean not are un, in, and non. Let's look at some examples. Able. You can form an opposite of this word by adding un to make unable. Consistent. You can form an opposite of this word by adding in to make inconsistent. Fat. You can form an opposite of this word by adding non to make non-fat. Let's review antonym. Antonyms are words that have opposite meanings. You can remember this because antonym begins with an A. Think against. For example, cold and hot are opposites, so you can think of them as working against each other. The following page is a one-page reference for you on the two types of words we have learned about today.